It was raining.
Yeah.
Not a good kayaking day.
No.
But for some reason, you were just bound and determined we had to go without a paddle, without a life jacket, without the rack that we could put both boats on one car.
That's right.
And so I'm thinking, oh, man, this guy is so distracted. Something's going on. So this is a weekend we're going to break up. That's what I'm thinking, because we were kind of, what's going to happen? Or is it, you know, he lives 2 hours away, and I live here, and his job is really important, and I've worked at my job for 20 years, and, you know, what are we going to do? And he's forgotten so much stuff that he's going to tell me this is the weekend we part our ways and go along. And so I thought, well, so okay, it's Saturday, it's kind of drizzly, rainy. And
so we go down to Centennial Park at the launch, which is 2 miles below the island.
Mm-hmm.
Put in.
And then it really starts to rain.
Yeah, it did.
But
yeah,
we're already wet. We're already in the boats.
Yep.
We may as well go.
We can go up.
Give it a shot.
So we go up a mile. The water was low, so we got out and portaged over
Slippery, muddy, lava rocks.
You walking in front, holding, carrying both boats.
Slipped in the mud, dropped the boats, fell down on my hands and knees and face. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm done. We need to turn around and go back. I'm not doing this anymore. But
No. We've come all this way. We're almost there. Let's go see our island.
So we get up to the island, and it is black and gray and white and scoured clean of anything green in the entire world.
And covered with
goose poop.
Goose poop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But it doesn't deter you. We are going to get out of the boats, take the seats.
Right.
We brought a little picnic with
mm-hmm,
us.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I know, you're reaching around to your left, and you come around and get down on your knees.
Mm. But we were sitting there, and I'm thinking, you know what? Brian, you're the only one who knows what's in your pocket.
Oh, so it almost didn't happen.
No, it was just that like the last moments or the first moments. Maybe that's a better way to say it. It was the first moment.
Oh.
I think, you know, considering all that's happened to both of us, this is a wonderful person, and, you know, she's kind of went through the list, adventurous and athletic and beautiful and sweet to people. And I said, you know, you could think about it some more. You could wait. And I said, no. I said, the adventure is now. Grab this.
Wow.
Grab this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I pulled it out.
Yeah.
And one very deft move, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, it truly was.
Well, because you were expecting something else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And opened it up and asked you.
Yeah.
And she's
cried.
Just
cried.
And we got a couple good pictures, and there were people up on the canyon rim up at the park overlooking the falls, and I got up and told them.
Yeah, you did.
And I screamed at the top of my lungs, she said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And waved at them.
We both waved, I think, then at that time. And the next thing, we were plying our boats back.
So we paddled back down to our future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. I love you.
I love you too, baby.